And there goes the full-time whistle for it. Serene are promoted into League One as all the players have managed to storm onto the pitch. I've had a word with someone very special. I won't be breaking any copyright by telling you this. Yes. Derby, Sunderland, Ipswich, you're going to be eating hummus at the new lawn next season because Forest Green are in League One.
Welcome to the Heavens Devils podcast, a Forest Green Rovers podcast by two Americans who don't know what they're talking about. My name is Nathan. This is... No, not Sham. Sham will be with us in a little bit. He's not here yet. He had to run. He will be with us in just a second for our amazing guest. Spoiler, it's Armani Little. Anyway, let's talk. Before we get into it, we are presented by Settlement 84, an eco and animal conscious brand that makes fire threats. Check them out at settlement84.com. Let's get into the pod. Shimmy, as I said, will join us in just a few minutes with our guest today, Armani Little. Yes, the midfield man with the greatest name in League One talks to us today. Awesome chat. What else we have going on? Times are crazy. Busy, work, side projects, travel, life. Things are just crazy right now, so sorry for the delay in the pod. Also, no pod next week. I will be traveling. Week after that, though, we should be back with a very good guest. What else? FA Cup Saturday. Connor Wickham, the Wickham Wonder, one of the most beautiful goals I've ever seen. Ah, the FA Cup is so fun. We win 2-0. We move on to play the Cheltenham Town Destroyers, Alvchurch. I have no idea how to pronounce it, but I can't wait. The FA Cup is so fun. It's magic. And oh my God, that Connor Wickham goal. Ridiculous. Anyway, and from one Wickham Wanderer to another Wickham Wanderer. Saturday, we host the Wickham Wanderers. Cannot wait for that. We're going to get back on track in the league. Our guest today, Armani Little, will be scoring the game winner in that one and giving the celebration to our friend Matthew Griffiths, a.k.a. Griff. Other news, Stevie Greavy, a.k.a. Steve Grieve. Stevie Greavy. I don't know how to say his name exactly. Steve Greavy. I also don't really know what his position is. I mean, I know it's basically like a step below director of football, but he was just appointed. What's his official title? Let's see. New head of performance and recruitment for Screen. I think that's basically like director of football junior with like the opportunity to grow in director of football. I'm guessing that's what all of this means. I am excited about it, Stevie Greavy. Steve Grieve. Dale Vince has made amazing decisions in the past. It's a huge part of what brought this little village club, up to League One. And so I trust his judgment in hiring this man, Stevie Greavy, who I don't know a lot about. I know he's got a very strong analytics background. Most recently at Scottish club St. Johnstone. And also, head of recruitment. And then he was head of analysis and opposition scouting at Dundee United for a couple years. I'm excited for this guy, man. FGR makes careers. Look at Rich Hughes. He came from nowhere. So I trust Dale has. Say what you want about him. He's got a lot of people who disagree with a lot of things with Dale. I love Dale, but I don't think you can argue with his judgment in the quality of candidates he hires from seemingly nowhere. I think Steve Grieve. Will be no exception to that. Hopefully we'll have him on the pod too, where we can get to know the Stevie Greavy a little bit more. Anyway, awesome stuff. What else? Forest Green Rovers women, second in the table right now. Crazy, only behind Sherborne Town Ladies. Forest Green women, it's incredible what we're doing right now with the resources we have, with the population that we have. Unreal that the Forest Green Rovers women are currently second in the table. On their way to promotion, baby. The tough thing about this league is only the winner gets promoted. But doesn't matter. We're hanging in there. We're 1 point behind the leader as well. Incredible like work for our women. 6-2 they won on Sunday against Il Ministro. We had a pair of goals from Hattie, the baddie. Two goals for the skipper. What else? We had a goal from Katie Jones. We got a goal from, if you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Nico Rucker ain't none with. Holly Hughes got on the board, and Fenno, cool as you like, on the board, man. What a 6-2 demolition of Il Ministro. Puts the women second in the table. Unbelievable stuff. Okay, let's get to our guest now. No more me talking. Let's go to Sham and to none other than Armani Little. And we'll just close out right after Armani Little. Here we go. Armani Little, awesome chat. Let's go. Our next guest was widely touted as the best player in the National League last season. Some call this man Armani Exchange, the way he passes the ball. Some, and by some I mean Roderick, our friend, the fan from the Netherlands, calls him Nulani Little. We call him Armani Little. If you search his name up on Twitter, you will find a bunch of not suitable for work OnlyFans girls accounts. I don't know if you've done that, Armani. We welcome to the pod the Italian luxury fashion house himself, Forest Green Rovers midfielder Armani Little. Welcome, Armani. How are we feeling?
Yeah, I'm good. All good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Armani. First, thank you, Armani, for making a little time for us. That is not the last pun we're going to make. We're going to make a lot of those dumb puns throughout week. Here we go. But first, Armani, have you ever searched up your name on Twitter?
Not many times. A few times in the past, but not often, to be fair.
So I did it in preparation for this, and when it shows you accounts, there's you, and then there's like three girls who are like OnlyFans girls.
It's incredible. That's only in me.
There's little Armani, Armani Little, but with like a dollar sign. Right. Anyway,
so you're not getting any ideas for a post playing career than Armani for you?
I won't be doing that.
Armani Little OnlyFans. All right. First, Armani, let's start with a tweet from a Hartlepool supporter, actually, James John 3S, who said a few seasons ago, "Can't believe Torquay have a player called Armani Little. Ha 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 ha." Your response, Armani?
What can I say? Blame the mum and dad, eh? there's not much I can say, to be fair. I like my name, but
I love it.
We love your name too. Yes.
Screw that guy.
Yeah.
And screw Hartlepool. Incredible name, but tell us about it. It's the most unique and like the coolest name outside of only Harvey Bunker. What is the story behind Armani Little?
There's no real story to the name, I don't think. I think my mum and dad wanted a unique sort of name, and I know they like that one, so I think they just went for it.
I love it. It's so fun. It's like so. It's
awesome. Rolls off the tongue. It makes it just kind of seems like larger than life too. Kind of like.
Yes.
Action hero name. Like it would be a really cool pseudonym, but it happens to just be your name too. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Armani, do you think your life would have turned out significantly differently if you were just George Little?
That's my middle name, actually, saying that.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, I know. That's why I mentioned it. I looked it up. According to Wikipedia, your middle name is George. But I wonder, like, with a name like Armani, does that, like, I don't know, add any, I don't know, does it add something to your experiences? Growing up,
I suppose it would maybe stand out a bit more when people are calling my name. Maybe they're the platform to stand out, and then it's down to me to do what I have to do. But yeah, not too sure, to be honest.
Have you ever felt that on the pitch, because you're named Armani, you want to go have a go at the ref a little bit more, you know, go up with like the hand gestures and this? No, has it ever like gone through your mind?
In you?
Yeah.
Hey. No, not really, to be fair.
You're going to give me the red card?
I know that a lot of the fans, whoever we're playing against, they give the name a lot of stick or shouting out. But yeah, I don't mind it. I like it.
Right. Like our guy, James Joan 3S, whatever, from Hartlepool, gave it a lot of stick. But I love it. And I think anyone when you're on the team, like everybody on that team loves the name. It's so fun. It stands out, like you say. Okay, so let's get into football in a little bit. But first, Armani, you're a man of mystery to us. You are brand new to the team this year. Not many of us know much about you. So give us two truths and a lie, and Sham and I will try to guess the lie. Don't tell us the lie.
All right. So my sister's called Chanel. I could have been a darts player.
Oh, interesting.
I sleepwalk heavily.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Wow, those are good. They are all plausible.
Yeah. They are all plausible.
You knocked this one out of the park in terms of confounding.
This is phenomenal.
Part of me thinks that you're a really good darts player, but you just are too like exercise too much. You don't have the build. You don't have the build. Yeah, for it.
You need a bit more of a belly, Armani.
Yeah.
Player.
I'm gonna go.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I think you might have a sister named Chanel. But that kind of just makes sense from a parent's point of view. Like they like to have their kids Chanel. Have sort of like the matching thing. Okay. But you know what? I'm going to go against my thing. I'm going to say the lie is you couldn't have been a darts player.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go with... I actually know a lot of Chanels here in New York, but I think that it works too perfectly with Armani. I'm going to say Chanel is the lie. What is it, Armani?
The darts.
The darts! Oh, man! So you're off with darts?
Yeah, not great at darts. I thought I'd chuck it in there.
Yeah. As Sham said, you're way too fit to be a darts
player.
Yeah,
there's something about like the beer belly that gives you the right balance to like hit the the center of the dartboard.
Yeah, I don't think I should just do that. Too much energy for that.
Although there was like English darts that came to Madison Square Garden in the summer, and American just a bunch of guys just got wasted and dressed up in darts gear and just chanted the whole. I don't think it's like that in the UK, right? Do you chant during a darts matches?
Yeah, no, it's a proper like good atmosphere there. The darts.
That's amazing.
Wow,
Dom, when we're there in April, we got to try to hit up a darts match. That's what you can call it. Sure. We got to.
Let's do it.
Okay, so to get to know you a little bit, another pun, let's play a game that I made up called It's the Little Things, where I give you the name of a movie or a phrase or whatever, something that has the word little in it, and it leads to a personal question. So let's start with a positive one. Little Miss Sunshine, a movie. Actually, Sean, you're the movie guy. What's I forget what Little Miss Sunshine is.
Yeah, it's like a feel-good family story of like a family who's trying to make it, and the youngest daughter wants to be like to win the beauty pageant, but she's not traditionally like a young, you know, beauty pageant entrant. But with the support of her family, they just kind of bond together and like they just knock it out of the park and be themselves at the end.
Let's go, Sham. I was going to ask what brings you joy, but there also is a support question there. But you know what? I'm going with my original question. What brings you joy? The Little Miss Sunshine question, Armani. What brings you the most joy in life?
I think it would probably be, obviously, football, because I play it all the time. And obviously, before that, probably my family, obviously. Being around them and seeing everyone happy. And then football's my life, so I'd have to put football in there. Ever since I was a kid, really, I just loved playing football, and just nothing beats that winning feeling after you've just won, and it's just something that you just love to do.
That's awesome. And you get paid to do it? Like, what is better than that?
Yeah, was your family like very kind of supportive? Were they also football fans, or do you have other footballers in the family, or were you kind of the first?
Yeah. No, I haven't really got no footballers in the family, to be fair. It's more just my dad loved football. So I was brought up around football, just always playing it with him. And then as I got older, I just got into it more and more and more. And now I'm here.
Who did you support growing up?
Portsmouth, because that's where I'm
from. Portsmouth, because you're from Portsmouth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, from Portsmouth, oh, yeah.
So how's that going to go down when we play Portsmouth? Who's your dad going to side with?
Well, I think, obviously, he's a big Portsmouth fan himself, so he's... he'd like to see them, but obviously he's going to have to put me in front of them, so he's going to have to be for a screen now.
Let's go, for a screen now. Also, I think Harvey Bunker was a Portsmouth supporter, right?
Yeah, from far from me, so yeah, he's Portsmouth.
Love it.
Nice. That's the region of these classic names, then, these names that are larger than life. Something about water in Portsmouth.
Harvey Bunker, Armani Little, oh. I love that. All right. Next one, Little Shop of Horrors. Chum, what is this movie about?
Well, Armani, I mean, obviously from the look of you, you must be a huge movie musical fan. Am I right?
I'm not sure.
Even if you're not. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll pretend to be anyway.
Fair enough. All right. That's all we ask. But it's actually a classic movie musical. Starring Rick Moranis from Ghostbusters and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, and Steve Martin, classic comedian. But it's about a nerd who grows this deadly plant that ends up eating his enemies. But and he tries to grow it for this woman that he has a huge crush on. But comedy and a lot of songs ensue. So it is kind of a funny and scary and.
You know every movie, Sham.
I know every movie.
Amazing, because Sham had no idea what movies I was going to mention, but I knew that he would know the background. Also, I think Rick Moranis, we're going to have it back-to-back. But anyway, the question here is, Little Shop of Horrors, Armani, what scares you the most? Is it spiders? Is it not living up to expectations? Is it, I don't know, what? What scares you the most, Armani? Definitely not the dark, because right now you're sitting in the dark.
Yeah, you're kind of spooky right now, so.
I'm just chilling in the front room. Something that scares me the most. Do you know what? You're going to be surprised by this, and I don't really want to say it, but do you know I don't like cats?
Cats?
That's something so silly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're talking to two cat dads right now. This is incredible.
Cats right around me. Interesting.
Never really been a fan of cats. I went on holiday in the summer with my girlfriend to Greece, and we were just in a restaurant and. There was cats everywhere, and it's just like, it's just not for me. It's just not a way to get out of there. Just never liked them since I was a kid.
Wow. Interesting. I was in Greece this summer too with my wife, and she loves cats. We both love cats. And so she was in heaven, just like petting all these cats that were coming up. You were in hell.
Yeah, I was in hell. Yeah, I didn't like that at all. So I'd have to say cats, yeah.
Cats, wow, that's
and not just the black cat, the legendary black cat that crosses your path and brings you. You know, it's like the omen of doom, but any cat.
Yeah, just any cat. Yeah.
Wow.
They're too fast around you, yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, here we go. Another one. I think another Rick Moranis classic, Sham. The Little Giants.
Yeah, do you watch the NFL at all, Armani?
Yeah, I've seen a little bit. I don't follow it all the time, but I've seen a bit.
Fair enough. Yeah, we know it's gaining more popularity in the UK now that like the NFL has a weekly game there at like the Tottenham Stadium. But this is a classic movie for when Nathan and I were kids long ago about a peewee American football team and how they, again, it's like a ragtag group of, you know, people that you don't think are good kids, you don't think are going to be winners, but they put it together to achieve the impossible.
So, Sean, we need to just play a game where I just name movies and you tell me about them. I can't believe how good.
Yeah, we're going to just change the podcast to that.
So on to the Little Giants, Armani. Tell us about a time that you were an underdog and you overcame some big challenge or the odds.
What can I say here? Can it be anything? Yeah, is that
anything? Anything? Yeah, doesn't have to be football.
I'd probably say when I had a big injury at Torquay. That was. It was a tough time in my career. Obviously, I did my hamstring, had an operation. Wow. And then I've come back. This was in sort of lockdown time. So didn't really have any gym equipment to like strengthen up and build up. So once we went back to football then, broke down a few more times with little niggles in my hamstring again. So I'd say probably that year of just coming back, being fit and then breaking down again and then coming back and then breaking down again. It's probably my biggest challenge to get over. And then obviously last season I had an injury-free season, so, and I've had success in that season. So that was probably the biggest reward after all the hard work and sticking at it.
I love that. We're going to talk about actually your injury in just a little bit and how you overcame it. We've seen so many people praise you for how you overcame that injury. Awesome. Awesome answer.
And not just a physical recovery, also a huge mental challenge with those.
Yeah, of course.
Nice. All right. Little Mermaid. Sham, have you seen Little Mermaid?
Who hasn't seen The Little Mermaid? Right. So just a classic, you know, Under the Sea. What else can you say?
Under the Sea. All right, and one of the themes of The Little Mermaid is alienation. Ariel, is that her name?
Yeah, Ariel. Yeah.
She's like cast out. She's isolated. Have you ever felt alienated, isolated? Tell us about a time in your life when you felt like that.
Including this podcast.
I was probably isolated. Probably goes back to injuries again or being in lockdown when we was at Torquay, our gaffer down there was pretty strict with the COVID rules. And obviously most of the country was. So there was a time where I didn't go home for around six, 5 or 6 months, I think. So we was literally just staying down in Torquay. I was just in an apartment with another lad and just literally going into training and just going home. But yeah, just because we didn't have nothing to do, and like the gaffer didn't want anyone going home, so it was probably the most isolated I felt being away from the family for that long, and just yeah, not really getting out or doing much, just training every day and just going back to the apartment, really.
Yeah, isolating time for all of us. I think we can all relate. Sean, yeah. Here we go. Next one, Little Women. Sean, what was Little Women about? It's a book, right? And a movie?
Book, yeah. A classic, I think, Louise de May Alcott coming of age story, right? 19th century England. But yeah, it's a classic. I went to school, Nathan. I went to school. That's why.
I went to school, unlike me. All right, Little Women.
It's a classic, and it's been remade many times. Yeah.
All right, here we go, Armani. Little Women, name a woman. You just have to name a woman. Give the name of a woman. Who?
Esme.
Who's Esme?
My girlfriend.
All right.
Oh, lovely. Oh,
you doxed her. Now everyone's going to look up Esme. All right, Esme. Good job, though. You named a woman very quickly. Well done. Okay, we're almost done here. We're almost done. Lil Armani. Based on the internet, there are roughly 582 rappers out there today whose name begins with the word Lil. Can you name one? Any rapper with Lil?
Lil Baby.
Oh, there you go. This guy, quick. All right, a follow-up. What kind of music you listen to, Armani?
A bit of everything, really. I sort of like the American stuff, and then I don't mind like the English sort of rap, and I don't mind a bit of house music for the game. So,
that's what gets you a little bit.
To be fair, yeah.
Nice. I love it. Yeah. All right, here we go. We're almost done. Little Fockers, classic movie with Ben Stiller and
Robert De Niro, Dustin Hoffman. Right.
So, favorite curse word.
We can bleep it out too, so that might be the joke.
I'm not sure. Favorite curse word.
That probably shows you're a good human being, Armani, to not have a favorite curse word.
I'm not trying to curse too many people.
All right,
to be
fine,
fair.
Fine, Armani. We're trying to trap you because we're going to wait for you to say it, and then we're going to yell at you because this is a family pod. Right. But you didn't fall for the trap. Well done, Armani. You passed the test.
Proud of you. Yeah.
All right, last one. No, let's move it on. I was going to say last one, Dirty Little Secret, Tells a Secret. But you already told us a secret. You told us you're afraid of cats. So we'll let that be the secret. So let's move on, Armani, to your career. So you started in the Southampton Academy. You got signed by Oxford United, loaned out to Woking. And then in 2019, you were released by Oxford United. What does that do, getting released, you know, by a club, by a big, pretty big club like Oxford United? What does that do to your confidence and your ability to play? And does it add a chip or a little extra motivation, something that you have to prove?
I'd probably say at the time, because most of that season I was on loan anyway. Because I left Southampton after 10 years and I was 21. I didn't have much men's football under me. So I signed for Oxford and done well in pre-season, and then the gaffer just sort of said, you're not going to get like much minutes here. So as a player and as being 21, I wanted to get out and get some men's football and just be in an environment under my belt. So the Woking loan come up and I went there for most of the season, really. But yeah, I really enjoyed my time at Woking. We got promoted there. So I don't regret that at all. I think that was the changing point in my career, really.
Wow, awesome. And so in 2019, you signed with Torquay United. People generally loved you. Oh, by the way, Torquay United, incredible, incredible kits. Like, those are Premier League level kits, my humble opinion.
Yeah,
very
incredible.
Nice kits.
Anyway, you signed in 2019, Torquay United. People generally loved you there, apart from an incredible moment against Dover Athletic, which we will talk about in a little bit. But we dug around. We saw what fans thought of you. Here are some tweets I want to share. Josh Berkey, 96. Here again to say Armani Little is the best player in the National League. Non-league files. Armani Little is up there with Matt Palmer and Will Collar and being one of the best midfielders in the league. He has an eye for the pass. Great vision. Can score some absolute rockets. He's got a lot of tenacity. Could run around the pitch for years. He can tackle. Adam Vergs, 19, said technically one of the best players in the National League over the last 2 years. Picks up space well. Fits into the style of the coach plays. He's improved on the right side, and he improves every week. And then our guy, or our blog, off the blog, off the line blog, said, generally, I don't think there are many better attacking midfielders than Armani Little. He's technically so good. He's got an eye for goal. So and we also spoke to the Talking Torque Torquay pod. Torquay. Yeah. And they had wonderful things to say about you. So while we didn't see a second of your time at Torquay, by all accounts, you had a great few years there. Just briefly tell us about your time at Torquay.
Yeah, no, it was good. So when I was at Woking, they was in the same league, and it was Torquay and Woking first and second. So we were going to get at it, to be fair, the whole season. And then we played Torquay, and then a few weeks after, the gaffer called me and said, if you wanted to come down next season, we'll sign. But I had the playoff final to play, so I played the playoff final. And then Torquay were full-time. Woking was staying part-time, so I wanted to stay in a full-time environment, so that made my mind up, signed at Torquay. And then, yeah, I had a good few years there. We got to the playoff final, got beat on penalties by Hartlepool.
That must be where that tweet came from the beginning. The
Hartlepool. Probably that one, yeah. Our keeper scored in the 90th minute to equalize. Wow.
What?
Incredible.
Yeah. What?
And then we had two goals disallowed that game too, so it was kind of feel like still now like we should have won that. And obviously we lost on pens, but
wow, yeah, it is what it is. Tough. And in the age of VAR, like for us, the lower leagues and like National League is just where a lot of the action is, because you get so much of that old school referee variation, right? Where you can feel really hard done by on some of these calls, and it has a real effect. So.
And then, obviously last season I had a real good season, to be fair. The team didn't start great, but then we pushed on, to be fair, and ended it strong.
Love it. I haven't seen Welcome to Wrexham yet. I've seen one episode. I'm waiting to watch the rest. But do you make any appearances on there?
I actually played Wrexham, right?
You do?
Oh, yeah, you do? Okay.
Yeah, because what was it? It was Ryan Reynolds. It was their first home game when we played them. So there's a picture, to be fair, on the centre circle. That I was a captain at the time, and then their captain, and then Ryan Reynolds, and can't remember the other guy's name.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Rob.
That's
something, awesome, right?
McElhenney, something like that. Anyway,
yeah. So that's
awesome. I'm planning to watch. I've been planning to watch it forever. That's awesome.
Also, catch Armani Little on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia next season. Apparently,
that's right.
Making moves. That's Rob. Rob M's like sitcom over here, right?
Yeah.
So a few more tweets here, just to kind of lead us to the next question. This is from Ben Curie 8. Who said, not only is Armani Little showing his full skill set, driving our playoff push, but he's also shown remarkable mental resilience. The man took a shameful and undeserved hammering earlier this season. We'll talk about that in a second. But cream always rises to the top. Outstanding mentality. Off the line blog also said, what I really admire is Armani's character, his grit, his hunger. He's had dreadful injuries, was even booed by sections of the Torquay fans. We'll talk about that in a second. yet he fought like a warrior through all that. He became a star. So tell us just a little bit about the grit, the hunger, the mentality. Where does the fuel for that come from for Armani Little?
I think it's just always been in me, to be fair. I can't really tell you. It's probably breeded in from my mum and dad, working class, like grafters, to be fair, and probably rubbed off on me. It's just I've always worked hard and had a pretty good mentality and been strong mentally all the time when I've had a setback or whatever. And I think where down at Torquay, I had a lot of injuries in a short amount of time. And say, like I was saying earlier, I'd come back and be ready to play because the gaffer would want me to play all the time straight away. And I wouldn't always be match fitness or match ready to actually play, so I might take me a few weeks to get into rhythm of playing 90 minutes and games. But the fans down there have had such high expectations on me because I started well. They just thought as soon as I'd be back it'd just click and I'd just be that player before I got injured. So at times it was frustrating for me because I wasn't fully up to speed with the game and stuff, but eventually I got there and I always work hard, and that's just something that's always been embedded into me.
Love that. Love that. So before we get to FGR, we have to talk about the Dover Athletic incident. It was just an incredible story. I'll set the stage, and then I want you to take it from there. So last season, Torque, you're playing Dover Athletic at home. Dover Athletic scored an early goal, I think third minute, 1-0 Dover Athletic. Armani Little, that's you, equalizes in the 34th minute, 1-1. And then around the 88th minute, it's still 1-1. They announced man of the match over the PA. Armani Little, man of the match, the goal scorer, the man who equalized. The fans immediately start booing you. What happens after that, Armani? Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, it was a bit mad, to be fair. It was mixed emotions all around. Obviously, Dover are bottom of the league at the time. They've come down and we're playing them at home. And obviously, the Torquay fans are expecting us to absolutely batter them 3 or 4 nil. And when you're playing teams like that, the worst thing to do is go down 1-0 early on. Because all they do, like, they're just playing for that 1-0 then, and they would just sit in, slow the game down, and it sort of ruins the game. And when it was 1-0, I was sort of getting a bit of stick still from... I was captain at the time too, because I was vice-captain, so the captain was injured. So at the time, I was getting a bit of abuse from the fans and stuff, which is fair enough. We're losing to bottom of the league, but, you know, football is, doesn't always work like that. So I equalised just before half-time. I was scoring quite a few goals up until then, so I was top goal scorer at the time. And then, 88th minute, we battered them in the second half early. We just didn't finish it off with another goal. And then I hear the Tannoy sort of say, oh, yeah, number 10 of mine a little. And I at that time, I was thinking, it's fair enough. I've scored. I've probably been the best player during the season, so why not? And then the fans, there was only a small amount of fans. They booed me. So I've sort of, in my head, I'm thinking, I was fuming at the time. I was thinking there's still time to actually get a winner here.
Wow.
So yeah, I think it was around three or four minutes to go, and then the ball's gone into the back stick, and I just thought, just make the box. Got nothing to lose here. Yeah, and then ball come down and just volleyed it in for the winner. But you know, usually
90th minute winner. Go ahead, sorry. Yeah.
But usually, you know, when you're scoring them 90-minute winners, you want to, like, celebrate and knee slide to the corner with your own fans, and a real good moment to share and remember. But obviously, in my head, I just remember being booed, so I've sort of... You might have seen the celebration. So, yeah, it was just my way to sort of put my fingers back up at them. And, yeah.
It was a genuine feeling, yeah. Right? And it's a minority of support. It's not like every Torquay supporter, but often that minority is very vocal, and that's who you hear the most, right?
And I think where I was a captain at the time, and they had such high expectations of me being one of the best players in that team, I sort of took a lot of stick when things weren't going great. And to be fair, I would take that upon my shoulders and understand that why they were angry, but still, that was my way of, yeah, sort of saying, up yours, really.
That's right, yeah. Up yours. Oh, man, yeah. It had to feel so good to score that goal and just being like, oh, look at
just
that.
Just letting it out, letting it out. Yeah.
You're going to boo me? Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, no, great.
But, so, I love it. Oh, what a story, man. So kind of on that note, like, what does something like that, just in general, like, do to your confidence? Like, when fans are kind of both sides, when fans are really backing you, the atmosphere is electric.
Yeah,
and supportive. Does that spur you on? And on the flip side, when fans are kind of negative, they boo. You know, does that motivate you, or does that give you self doubt? Like, what effect do the fans have on the players?
I think you can't beat it when you're winning and the fans are proper, like, backing you and supporting and cheering. I think especially when you're winning, that feeling. Because just knowing that you've got their backing and you just want to run for that shirt that you're wearing and do as well as you can to not let them down. And I think it's a feeling that it gives you that extra 10%, and really, I can't really describe the feeling until you're playing at the time, but it just gives you that energy that you didn't think you had. And I'd probably say when things aren't going quite as well, for me personally, I just try to block it out and just carry on doing what you're trying to do and just carry on being honest and working hard and doing what the team need and what the gaffer wants off you.
Yeah, I love that.
That's a hallmark of a true professional, right?
That's right. Oh, so on that note, we have a four screen fan by the name of Griff, aka our Matthew Griffiths, our friend. But he's not your biggest fan, and not as a person, of course, but as a player. In fact, he doesn't love you as a player so much that I think he actually kind of likes you. That's how far it's
he respects how much he doesn't like you.
That's right. So he's a good guy, though. We're on a FGR What's Up group together. But when you score this Saturday against Wycombe Wonders, you got to look up to the box. He sits right next to the PA announcer, Joel Wagstaff, in a box up there. Yeah. You gotta give him the, you know, the finger over the lips, like shush him up.
Yeah, no, it's coming.
It's coming. Oh,
it's more. Don't worry, I love that.
It's coming, Griff. Oh, let's go. Saturday, Armani's getting the game winner and giving you a little shh. Yeah. I love it. Oh, great, great. Okay. So let's move on to Forest Green Rovers. You joined us this summer. Why? Why Forest Green?
I just think from seeing when I was at Torquay, obviously I pay attention to the leagues and stuff, and they were doing really well last season. Obviously, won the league, got promoted. It just seemed a place where I thought I could improve my career and move up back into the league, and somewhere where I wanted to carry on my journey. And I just think they had such a good season last season. It would be nice to go in. Because the lads should be on the high, and it was just a good atmosphere on the place when I went to the stadium and spoke to Rich Hughes, and it just seemed like everything was suited for me.
Love it. There were a lot of rumors that you were kind of planning to join Notts County with Ian Birchnell before he came to FGR, and that you had a relationship with Ian and you came with him. Is there any truth to that, or are those just like dumb Twitter rumors?
Yeah, no, I wasn't joining Notts County. I mean, as soon as the season finished, I spoke to Rich Hughes, and obviously the first game didn't have a gaffer then. So, I can't really say much.
Now Rich Hughes is at.
I think it's just rumors.
Just rumors. I love it. Well, we love to start rumors here. We'll see if we can start one later. But anyway. Rich Hughes now at your old club, Portsmouth. Love Rich Hughes, man. Great guy. Great, great DOF. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us, but as a fan of Portsmouth, I hope your family should be happy because he's going to do great things there. Sad for us that he's no longer with us. But Armani, what about, let's talk a little bit more about your career. Just that, what's been the highest point for you so far?
Highest point.
Maybe your happiest moment so far as a footballer?
I'd probably say when I was 17, 18, earning that three-year professional contract at Southampton was an unbelievable feeling. Because you see so many boys get to that sort of stage and then get knocked back and then out of the game. So I think that, for me, that was a time where to be offered that was something that I'll always remember.
A huge milestone.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think probably last season too, playing for England C. I know it didn't end well, but probably just getting that call up to be recognised as one of the better players in the National League. I'd probably say just representing the country at any sort of level is a good achievement. So, and then probably getting back into the league and signing for a League One club was a big achievement for me, and that was something that when I was playing at Torquay I always wanted to achieve, is going up back into the league. So yeah,
nice. And then the next highest moment will be when you lead us to this miraculous season turnaround and we get promoted to the championship, baby. Let's go. You mentioned the England C team. Yeah, we saw that too. How many players need to get injured for you to go play in the World Cup?
Thousand.
1,000. Okay. All right, we'll cut that out. We'll just say you are refusing to play for England in the World Cup out of protest to what happened in Qatar. The FIFA will just say you're refusing to play for a moral stance. All right. So in life, in our careers, in everyone's careers, it's a roller coaster of ups and downs. We all go through it. You mentioned some of the ups, some of the highs. What about some of the lows, Armani? What was maybe the lowest point in your career?
Yeah, like I touched on earlier, it's probably just having my operation a week before the country went into lockdown, and just happened to rehab in my garden. Having the physio sending me over like everything that I had to do, but probably that, because you don't realize as a player when you have an operation like that, you need physios around you to help you actually doing the exercises and treatment on your muscles. And I think it was just mentally made me a lot stronger, because obviously I was living with mum and dad at the time. They was obviously supporting me and pushing me on, but having to do everything, and obviously when I come back, when the football season started again, having to break down, and then most of the boys, like you're seeing everyone going to training every day and playing football and playing matches, what you want to do, and you're still on the physio bed. So yeah, it's probably that, just breaking down that many times and then finally sorting out the issue and coming back and playing 40 plus games the next season. Yeah, that was incredible. Just a real, real tough time in my career.
Yeah, but you overcame it, and here you are now in League One. So let's talk about that a little bit. So you've had some outstanding performances this year. The Leighton Orient Cup game, unreal. I believe you scored 2 goals. I remember after that game, our guy Jake Wyman, who doesn't usually have a lot of positive things to say about Forest Green, was extremely positive about you, as were so many others who saw you in that game.
It's a big accomplishment.
Yeah, getting a compliment from Jake Wyman is a huge accomplishment. And then in the league, Accrington Stanley, Burton Albion, Peterborough, all those stand out as good performances, individual performances for you. But you've also struggled a bit this year, too. And I'm not going to mention any of those wayward shots that ended up in a different county. I'm going to assume you were aiming for Griff's there with some of those shots. But anyway, when we look at the data, and when you play, you know, we looked at the metrics. When you play 90 minutes, there's a measurable difference in your performance levels than when you come on as a sub. Like, your best games have been when you've played the entire 90 minutes. The games that you struggle the most so far, statistically anyway, seem to be when you come off the bench. Tom, you have to go?
Yeah, I got 5 minutes.
Okay, but anyway, right, we'll on go. That note, Armani, Port Vale, was it a handball?
Well, there's been videos where you can see it's handball. I mean, the guy sort of dragged me down, so my hand went up in the air.
Right, a natural motion, right? When somebody's dragging
you. Yeah, a natural sort of falling down, so. But I'm never going to say it was a handball, to be honest. But
let's go.
Yeah, we'll just call it a deep. We'll call it a. Let's call it a deep fake and settle it right now.
Yeah.
So from a player perspective, what's the biggest change you noticed making the jump from National League to League One?
The change. It's probably more in the intensity is probably faster, and obviously you have you're playing against a lot more quality opposition, and I'd say mistakes get punished a lot more at this level. So yeah, the less mistakes you can cut out, because if you do make them, the teams we're playing in this league, obviously with the money and the big fan base and the big clubs they have, can just punish you just like that. So I think, yeah, probably just the clinicalness and the quality in the players individually.
100%. Yeah, we've noticed that this year. We're not getting away with as many mistakes as we
did. Teams like Portsmouth, right? Yeah, Peterborough.
Exactly, yeah. Sheffield Wednesday made us pay for some mistakes. Oh, man, you're right. That's a huge, huge difference that we've noticed from League Two to League One. I'm sure from National League, it's an even bigger gap. What do you think is your preferred position, Armani? You've played a little bit. You've played a little bit of midfield. You play a little bit of attacking role. What's your preferred position?
Probably between like the 8 or 10. I don't mind either, to be honest. Sort of attack midfield, or sort of just in front of the other midfielders, like box to box, sort of. That's where I've played a lot of my football during my career. So
such a vital part of the pitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you said earlier that, you know, it's one of the things that brings you the most joy in the world is just playing football, being in and around football. What is it about the game that you love so much?
Probably like I said earlier, it's just that winning feeling and the working hard feeling. Nothing beats that, to be honest. And obviously, ever since I've been a kid, I've just always had a ball at my feet, and I just love kicking that ball around, really. And just playing football all the time. I don't think I could be without it.
Love it. Okay, two questions here. Two more questions. We'll do a teammate talk, and then we'll get out of here. So, second to last question. What do you think of Cheltenham?
Shit.
Yay! Hey!
We were trying to incept you a little bit with your favorite curse word, but you.
Our money! There you go. Let's go. Let's
no, go! No hesitation.
Let's go. No hesitation. We had Ian on a few weeks ago, and we asked him, and he said he would give a very political answer, not so keen. But I like your answer a lot better. Yeah.
You got to the point. You seem like a very genuine guy, and you genuinely got to the point on that.
Yes, and the fans will appreciate that as well. All right, last question, and then we'll do a teammate talk, and then we'll get out of here. How do you want FGR fans to remember you when you retire someday? Because you're going to be with us for the next 20 years. So when you retire at age 40. How do you want us to remember you?
Just as a good, hard-working, honest player, really. Someone that they speak highly of and can remember games where I've done like individual brilliance or a performance or a game they can go back to where like I've scored a winner or yeah, just sticking in their heads for the good reasons or a memory that they've enjoyed.
Love that, Armani.
Yeah, you know, you're very, you know, it's a very noble answer. I think it's the kind of the nobility of being a footballer where you give your all for the shirt. And so remember, but have you considered flipping us off?
No, we
love your work rate, man. And like,
only grip. Know, that's safe. That's reserved for Matthew Griffin.
Yeah. He's the only guy you can flip off.
So. All right, let's go to teammate talk here. And we'll close out with teammate talk. So teammate talk, Armani and Hammer Edition. It's an American pantry staple, and today we're hoping you, Armani, serve up the dish on your teammates. Sham, hit him with the first question.
All right, so Armani, we live in the age of athleisure. Are you an athleisure guy? You like being comfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, so do we all. And I think that's a big part of the pandemic as well. Like I rarely wore anything other than sweatpants working remotely back during the pandemic.
I'm literally wearing boxers right now. No joke.
Don't get up. Family podcast, Nathan. Family
boxers. I'm literally wearing boxers right now.
So that's the age we live in. But I still have a big appreciation for a good suit. So which teammate do you think, Armani, would rock a fancy Italian suit the best? Which teammate do you think can transfer fit-wise up to the C-suite or the front office?
I'd probably have to say Luke McGee or Connor Wickham.
Okay. I can see that.
Probably them too.
I love it.
Yeah,
all right,
I'd probably just say them too, to be honest. One of
them. Love it. Okay, so onto the next one. Which teammate do you think would fit in best in Italy, that your namesake's home? Start the day with a pastry, sip some espresso, zip around on a Vespa, wildly gesticulate with their hands. Who's the most Italian player on our team?
I'll probably have to say Luke McGee again, just where he's got that sort of, he's got a bit of an Italian look in him with the hair.
Yeah.
The dark black hair and
I like that. I see that. You're right.
Yeah, I'll probably have to say him again.
Yeah, the Buffon of the Bolt News.
Yeah, Buffon. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Although we can't give that to Luke McGee because we call Lewis Thomas the Gianluigi Buffon.
Fun.
With the Lou.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Sean, hit him with the next.
Cool. All right, so Armani, as we've discussed, you came up through the legendary Southampton youth system. They're obviously the Saints. Who do you think is the saintliest of your teammates? Who's just like a real good guy in the dressing room, in your opinion?
Real good guy. There's a few real good guys.
I agree.
Real good guy. I'd probably have to say someone in my change room at the moment. Probably Regan or Bailey.
Let's go.
Nice.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to Bailey. His partner is pregnant. Post on Instagram. Yeah, so I'm sure it's okay to say that. Shout out to Bailey Cargill. Awesome stuff. Love
Baby
it.
Baby Bailey on the way.
Baby Bailey the Saint on the way. I love it. All right. Keeping with ham, another ham is West Ham, the Hammers, the Irons. Which of your teammates do you see most as an Iron Man, like running the Iron Man, like a triathlete?
I have to say Digger on this one.
Digger. Hey. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Is it just from the way you see him in training? Yeah, or there's something about him where he would be crazy enough to do it?
Just the size of him, the size of his legs. And he's a muscly guy, so probably him, yeah.
Fair enough. He's got it in him to do all three legs. Okay, love it. Okay, and then we're going to wrap it up right here.
Last one, Shimmy.
Yeah, so, you know, in America, when somebody's on TV and they really are showing out, we call it hamming it up. I don't know if they do that in the UK or not. But which teammate in the dressing room do you think would make a great TV or movie star? And Love Island doesn't count because we know that's where all footballers try to go to get extra famous.
Movie star? Oh.
Or is there like an outsized personality, the kind of like the TV star of the locker room, you think?
I'd probably have to say Corey or Dom.
Oh,
Dom. Okay, I can see it in Dom. And okay, Corey. Yeah.
We know Dom well. Yeah. I could definitely see it Dom. Why Corey though? Yeah. We don't know Corey that well.
They're pretty loud lads in the dressing room, and they're jokers, to be fair. So probably one of them too.
I love it. Right. Oh,
yeah.
All right. Armani Little, man, this has been a joy getting to know you, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Thanks for giving us your time. Cannot wait to watch you score a goal on Saturday against Wickham Wanderers and then give that's right, give Griff a little shush. Man, appreciate you, man. Continued success. Keep on working hard. Keep killing it, Armani. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. Cheers. Thank
you. Pleasure, Armani, man. Cheers, man.
Cheers. Armani George Little. What a dude, man. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Armani, man. That was awesome. Just a kind, humble, nice dude, man. Hardworking, humble, man. How can you not love Armani Little after that? Even you, Griff. You gotta admit it. You like him a little bit more, right, Griff? You gotta admit it. Anyway, man, what a dude. Thank you so much, Armani, for hanging out with us. Man, I'm rooting so hard. I'm a huge Armani Little fan now, man. What a good dude. What a kind man. All right, we move to Saturday. Wickham Wanderers. Unfortunately, we don't have Sean right now to make a prediction. I'm going to make a prediction for him. He's going to say 2-1 for Screen Rovers, but I'm going to go one step further. I'm going 3-0 to the Forest Green Rovers. We got a Connor Wickham Wonder, another crazy goal. We got a Dom Bernard goal. And then our guest will score the final goal, 3-0, and give a little shush to the doubters. A little shush to the doubters in the crowd. Armani Little with a third goal, 3-0 to the Forest Green Rovers this Saturday. So let's get out of here. Up the Vegan Rovers. We are FGR, and you know we got a Freeze Dale, yeah, brother. All right, take us home. Well, actually, before you take us home, thank you all for listening. We appreciate you so much. And now, take us home. Big time, Tommy.
How you doing, Forest Green Rovers? It's Big Time Tommy. You guys have
not sucked
lately, but not this time. You guys are going out there, and you are playing
Wickham Wanderers.
And you guys are going to win. Captain America, Ben Stevenson, High Octane, MPH, Vegan Hendry, Armani Little, JMT, he's dynamite, and Light the Wick, Connor Wickman, Golden Boot, Dom Bernard Skeletor, and do not forget, Corey O'Keefe, Cool Hand Luke McGee. You guys are going to go out there and play like a team. Forget about all your other losses.
Don't forget.
Last game, you're concentrating on this game. When you play
Wickham Wanderers,
you're going to play like a brand new team. Pass the ball, set up, defense, offense, and your goalie, I don't know who it is, but you better play like you've never played before. I want high-scoring game, great defense, and everybody to play this week's game like no other game. A big win. You guys need to beat
Wycombe Wanderers.
And just remember one thing. FGR for life. Just like OS for life. Take it easy. Win the game. Win, win, win. Let's go, guys.